Listen, I wonder if he was looking at the screen or not for the countdown.
Oh, I had a feeling. Hold on. Oh yeah, we're recording. Hey,
stop. Oh my god.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy.
That was a lame cold open. Who cares?
Yeah.
I don't.
It's you know the drill of Sam and Rutz.
Stop.
And today we've got the worst cold open in history.
I was trying to think of a historical massacre joke to put in there, but I couldn't figure it out.
Oh, jeez.
It's not like we're the Donner Party. It's fine.
Is that a cold opener, though?
I mean, it was cold, and they opened people's corpses. It's fine.
All right. I see where you're going.
It's actually, weirdly enough, not a story, but like, so, you know, we got, at the time of recording, we got hit by a storm, like a pretty bad storm last week sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like we've had a lot of rain for like 2 weeks, but in the Sierra Nevada, it was like completely, you know, over snowing, closing everything down. And for like 4 days, there were people literally stuck in the Donner Pass, stuck in their cars.
Jeez. It never. Like,
we didn't think we'd have a recreation of the the Donner Party on a 2024 bucket list.
It never rains in Southern California.
Yeah, you know, it rains a lot more in Southern California than Northern California, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, surprisingly, especially like the last, you know, 2-3 years, right? Because of, I don't know exactly, because I'm not a forecast person, right? But for the most part, when we have a big storm that comes in, you know, from over across Hawaii and across the ocean, right?
Mm-hmm.
What it does is, it comes up, hits Southern California first, and then it gets, like, we'll get some remnants, right? Maybe 20% of the storm, right? Maybe.
Right.
And then they get sucked up in the Central Valley and then head, you know, up through Nevada and, like, up that way. So, for the most part, we only get remnants of this most major storm, especially the last few ones that we had.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's weird. Well, apparently they're also thinking that California is going back to how the weather patterns were in the 90s when we used to like actually have more rain and, you know, it actually used to have seasons. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that's hopeful, maybe.
I don't know. I'm just thrilled. It's springtime. It's nice now. Hell, this weekend is supposed to be in the mid-70s all weekend.
It is nice. You know, I've noticed, though, that I feel, and maybe it's just me, but like, I feel like, at least where I am, it feels like seasons are kind of disappearing because, like...
Oh, totally. But also, I don't know what seasons are, so...
Yeah, fair enough.
you're asking the wrong guy about seasons.
Well, yeah, I guess so. But anyway, we got a topic today.
Yeah, figured I'm feeling a bit asshole-y. You know, we haven't recorded in a minute.
Oh, I'm always an asshole.
Ain't that the truth.
Hey, don't spoil the illusion. They just had an episode last week. We're supposed to make them think that we recorded that live. Why not? Just
and they've got another one next week.
Yeah, exactly.
And they'll have one for the next 2 weeks after that.
That's yeah, no, you got plenty of listening content.
Exactly. We're keeping you all nice and stocked up and fluffy so we can hear you in the wintertime.
Are you saying you're everyone's fluffer? Are we our listeners fluffers?
Yes, we are.
Of course.
Oh my god. No problem. Anyway.
Shall we?
Yes, we shall. Let's roll into this. I've got a couple of stories here. And I was laughing because I'm like, yeah, give the guy who's having, you know, eye problems reading on a screen, you know, the stories to read. But I got it figured out.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay. All right. So here, I got like 4 or 5 of these, but we don't have to go through all of them. You know, we'll see how many we get through.
Mm-hmm.
This is the shortest one, so I figured we'd start with it. Why not, right?
Why not?
Am I the asshole for for not letting my toxic sister-in-law have my mother's dress.
Okay. I'm just just to start off with, obviously you need to read them to get it, but I find it interesting because, you know, either it depends on, well, anyway, I'm not saying anything of any meaning. Let's just go into it.
Comment away.
No, it's just, you know, because that's toxic is subjective. We'll see if that's true or not. That's the real question, is whether the person of the person we're discussing is actually toxic, or if the person who's writing it is toxic. We'll see.
They're probably both toxic. Okay.
Yeah, we all are.
Excuse my language. English is not my first, you know, it's not my first language, so there'll probably be, you know, issues. But it seems nice, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. So for some context, I, 25 female, is married to my husband, 27 male, after being together for almost 10 years and married for 3. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone from my side of the family was so happy for our relationship and was on board with our marriage. But my husband's side of the family didn't like our relationship, and my mother-in-law wants my husband to get married to another woman. My husband has a brother and a sister and have a strained relationship with everyone in their family. My father-in-law, the sole decision-maker in the house, wanted this marriage as it would be an advantage for his business with my brother. My brother has a very successful business, and my father-in-law needs a business contract for him. Yeah. Reluctantly, they agreed to our marriage. You know, so
basically, the husband's family was all against it except the father, because for business reasons.
Right.
Weird. Okay.
No, this makes sense. I live in India, so it's very common to live like this as a joint family, but we wanted privacy and decided to live alone. My mother-in-law and sister-in-law constantly tried to create problems between me and my husband. They often come to our house and find faults with my way of running a family. I hate those so much.
Yeah.
Okay. So this one time, they came to our house and was super nice to me. We had our lunch, and after my mother-in-law demanded that I give my mother's red sari, it's a like an Indian garment,
right,
to my sister-in-law, along with a jewelry that my dad himself made for my mother. That piece of clothing and jewelry had a very sentimental value to me.
Yeah.
Both her parents are no longer with them.
Okay.
And she doesn't even want to wear it unless it's a very important event. The last time she wore it was to her wedding. I told them very nicely that I won't be able to give her the sari, and it's very important to me. Now my mother-in-law is calling me selfish for not sharing the sari with my sister-in-law, as it's very common to share clothing and jewelry amongst your family.
Okay.
I told them that I am willing to share any other clothing and jewelry, but not this one. My mother and sister-in-law went on about how I haven't adapted to their family traditions and haven't taken their family name and everything else. My husband is on my side, and he has also explained to them how important that is for me, but they accuse me of how I changed their son. And because of this, he doesn't love them anymore. Ugh. He asked them politely to leave our house and not to cause any more problems. They say I'm causing a big fuss over a sari, but it's not just a sari or a piece of jewelry to me. Am I the asshole for not giving it up?
No, I absolutely wouldn't say she's the asshole. I think it sounds like a more complex issue, though, because we're getting into like cultural stuff, and
right.
So you can't really you can't call the others the asshole either when it's more of a, you know, it's more of a cultural thing.
Well, okay, so
I think
I would still call them assholes because they're clearly not understanding the sentimental value of the two pieces.
Yeah.
And I think that hits a little bit more home for me right now because I've been doing a lot of, like, you know, ancestry stuff. So,
yeah.
You know, and maybe she's not expressing that enough, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
But also, like, I feel like because they already have a strained relationship as it is, they're not at that stage where they can just, you know, clearly share sentimental crap like that.
Yeah, and I don't know, it's tough because on one hand, you know, like, obviously, like, I'm, as someone who's an outsider to this particular culture, I'm like, well, yeah, like, you should understand and respect, you know, that person's wishes, and you know, yeah, like, they're not following these cultures, but I guess it's hard to say when you're not part of that culture because you don't know what the, you know, the importance and significance of you know, and their object. It's tough because, you know, you often get upset too when people, you know, it's like you can't excuse bad behavior based on, you know, culture, I don't think, like, to a degree. It's, you know, depending on how extreme that bad behavior, I don't know, I'm getting, it's, this is tough, and the more I'm talking about it, the more I feel like I'm digging myself into a hole. It's basically, she's definitely not the asshole. Let's just leave it at that. The other piece is a little more complicated, and I think, you know.
Yeah, I think, like, the big thing for me, and I know because it's like a more recent thing, right, is, you know, having the blended family all live together, right? Mm-hmm. And the fact that she already is like, I'm choosing to live alone. So she's kind of ostracizing herself from the family.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it seems like she made the right choice in the beginning because they had already had issues, and it was made clear that, you know, her husband's side of the family did not approve, right?
Yeah.
And so because of that, like, you know, as long as you get your husband on your side, you know, then you're
okay. Yeah, no, that's really what matters. And I guess too, like, I understand why, again, just trying to stay objective and looking at it. I understand the husband's family's objections because it sounds like they're a lot more traditional and she's not, which is okay, obviously. Like, I think both are okay. And I can understand, you know, like, feeling, you know, threatened and feel like if that's something that's so important to you and, like, you're, you know, again, I guess I'm kind of playing devil's advocate here and trying to see it from that perspective. Star Trek helps a lot with that.
Thank God, there's like 18 episodes left. Okay.
Oh. Only 18 episodes left to join the Discord before it's closed forever.
That's right. All right, moving on. Am I the asshole for letting my wife's friend quit, causing her to lose multiple benefits totaling about $50,000?
Okay. Interesting.
I, 35 male, worked with my wife's close friend, Sarah, 29 female, who she'd known since college. They were sorority sisters, and my wife was her big, and Sarah was her little. Or something along those lines.
I hate it already.
Sarah and I were in the same industry, and she eventually applied for a position at the same company I currently work at. She got the job almost 3 years ago, and we have been in the same Midwestern office. She was a part of my team, but I dealt very little with her directly, and it wasn't her direct report. Sarah had done very well and was promoted within 6 months to a good position. She seemed to be on the fast track, but recently stumbled in her latest interview for a sought-after position. We gave the position to a more deserving candidate in my eyes. As we sometimes see, Sarah was upset, and it was the start of her leaving the company. Yeah, it's a jumbled way to write that.
Yeah.
I could sense she was applying elsewhere, and she did put in her 2 weeks' notice. Offered to stay on for 1 month in line with her, you know, project deadline, which we accepted. We wanted to keep Sarah, but I could not give her a raise because she was already at the top of her pay scale. Oh my God, this hits home for me, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Her job offer was actually lower pay, so there was no leverage there either. I told her this within a few days, and Sarah was pretty upset. She decided to leave immediately. Okay, so she wanted to leave, 2 weeks notice, and ended up offering to stay for a month so she could finish out her project. She talked to the original poster and got upset, so she left. Okay?
Okay.
This is where the issue comes up. Sarah was aggressive with her 401k and the company's stock options by my recommendation. We have a 10% 401k match. That's ridiculous.
That is, yeah.
And stock buying options basically two for the price of one. Right. She would tell me later to max the 401k and stock options every year. The problem is my company has a 3-year vesting schedule before the matching is permanent. So if an employee leaves before both 401k and stock matching is gone, so if the employee leaves before then both the 401k and the stock option matching is gone. Huh. Their 3-year anniversary was within the 1-month notice date, but not when she abruptly quit. It's something I realized between Sarah's notice and her quitting. I wasn't able to advise her on this, nor did I know how much she put into those programs. There were really nothing I could do when she abruptly quit. It was about 2 months later, Sarah came over with my wife and laid into me. She tried transferring her funds and found out about the vesting period and asked if I knew. She revealed this the amount that she would be losing between her transfer funds, and it was greater than $50,000. Both Sarah and my wife have said, I'm the asshole for not warning her. I told her the situation and how I did not consider her quitting immediately in front of others, too. So am I the asshole for not warning Sarah?
Sarah seems like an impulsive asshole to me. I don't think
he's the asshole. Like,
no, he probably just wasn't thinking about it. You know, like, yeah, he may have known about that, but it's like, just because you know something doesn't mean that's at the at the front of your head. And I'm sure it seems like he feels bad about it. I'm sure he didn't want her to lose all that money, but he also wasn't expecting her to impulsively quit like that. And she, you know, it sounds like she's taking stuff personally that she shouldn't. This is coming from somebody who takes everything personally. And I don't know. I mean, you said that some of that hits close to home, which I definitely, you know, can sympathize with sort of, you know, the whole pay cap thing and being upset with a company. I don't know. Did it say how much she was making at that job?
No, it does not. But as I'm reading through some of these comments, luckily a lot of people agree that they're not, you know, he's not the asshole.
No, so he's like, definitely not the asshole.
This sums it up pretty well. It says, you're not Sarah's boss, you're not HR, and you're not her financial advisor. And his excuse was, to be fair, I only remember because I occasionally would sit in on the employee orientation and have to hear about it a lot. I'm not sure how many people actually remember or even know about these holds at any company. So I think it would be different if she was my direct report, then I would have been like, yo, hey, you know, maybe I would have been a bit more of an asshole. But, you know, yeah, sure, they're on the same team. Sure, they're friends. You know, it's not something he, you know, popped off, you know, right in front of his, you know, that he just, like, withheld from her, right? You know, it's her account. She should know what to do with it.
Listen, I feel a certain way about fraternities and sororities, and I'm sure this is going to be an isolating thing. I actually was in a fraternity that I didn't realize, like, but I didn't, like, it was something that I think, like, it was a academic thing, and it was something that my parents encouraged me to do, and I forgot about it, never went to anything. So, you know, I'm criticizing, but also I was kind of part of it. And I have some friends who are, so it's, you know, not to paint this in those broad strokes that you love so much. But she strikes me as the typical sorority entitled person of like, oh, you know, just throwing a tantrum when she doesn't get the, you know, what she wants and makes these impulsive choices and then blames other people for her reckless decisions. She seems like a major asshole to me. Yeah, I'm sorry, but she needs to take responsibility for her actions and not lay into other people for, like, you know, and look, it's one thing to, like, I understand being passionate and going off on a rant and, you know, like getting upset at somebody and, like, but, you know, realize, at least have some awareness and, you know, like, go back and be like, oh, hey, I shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry. You know, we have our moments. It's fine. But she seems like she's genuinely blaming him for a decision that she made. She sucks. And, you know, His wife kind of sucks for taking her side too, because that is totally nothing on him. Even if
she's the one I think is an asshole. Is the wife?
I think she's also an asshole, but I think Sarah is a major asshole. I think Sarah is a bigger asshole. Because you know the wife is just agreeing with a friend, which is the asshole move. But the friend is the one who's like, oh, you should have told me. I made a mistake that I regret, but instead of taking ownership of it, I'm going to blame it on you so I can be mad at somebody. Like, you know, be mad at the company. I mean, that's kind of a shitty policy, but at the same time, they also have a really nice, you know, these nice benefits.
Yeah,
that's
the condition, right?
That's the condition.
That is a very nice matching period, because I know there's a lot of companies that are like 1-2%, maybe even 5% if you're lucky.
My last company was 6%, and that's even like a really, you know, it's really good. So yeah, that's a really, you know, that's on her. She could have stayed that month, like she said, you know, not been such a and I get being upset at a company, you know, like I get like reaching a pay cap. I think it largely depends too. I'd like to know how much she's making, because if she's making like, you know, maybe 40,000 or whatever, it's like, okay, yeah, that, and like, especially what the job is, it's like, if she's being underpaid and she's overqualified, underpaid, I can at least sympathize with her a little bit, but the information I'm getting, she's a sorority girl, you know, she's
your judgment all lies in the fact that she's a sorority girl.
I really do have a negative opinion of sororities and fraternities in general. It's not broad stroking, but I'm saying, like, you know, that, and you know, listen, you know this, there are some sorority and fraternity members who are insufferable.
Oh yeah,
probably. Yeah, no, in fact, probably at least 60%. It's definitely a majority are insufferable. There are plenty who are good, and I think the good ones would probably agree that yes, I understand, and we're not like that, but yeah, no, because I mean, the whole Greek life thing is, you know,
to make friends. That's what it is.
It's pay. There's some privilege to it. I think, like, there's some, you know, like, there's a certain amount of, you know, it's usually like kind of upper class, kind of depending on the group, I think. Not that they all are, but a lot of them, it's, you know, like, you go to this big house and like people, you know, you've got all these amenities and luxuries, and you know, it's and so that's the sense I'm getting of Sarah, is that she's just this entitled sort of sorority person who like got her, you know, she got the job, you know, probably didn't even have a hard time getting that job, and maybe it pays really well. Maybe it pays like 75,000, but oh, she has to make more. Sorry, I'm going off my own little story here. Anyway, that one's a little triggering to me. Let's move on.
All right. Let's see. Ooh, okay, yeah. All right. Let's go with this one.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for refusing to take my stepdaughter with me on vacation?
Ooh, interesting. I'm leaning no right now, but we'll see.
When I met my husband, he already had 3 kids. There were 6 female, 5 male, and 3 female. And I also had a 4-year-old girl.
Wait. 6 female, 5 male, and 3 female. What? Oh, your age. Kids. Okay. Yeah, okay, so it's 3 kids.
4 kids. She 4 also kids. Had one.
All right, so, start.
3 girls, one boy.
Okay, what are the age, and who's who now?
So, the six-year-old and 3-year-old girl are her husbands.
Mm-hmm.
The 5-year-old boy is also her husband. And then she has a 4-year-old girl.
Okay.
Yeah. We got married 2 years later and had another girl 5 years later. So they have 5 kids.
Cool.
That's too many kids already.
Yes, I think. Absolutely.
At first, the kids were at their mom's on weekdays. And with us on the weekend. So he was a weekend dad. That makes a lot more sense.
His
2 older kids adored me, while the youngest, Robin, was colder to me. It wasn't so bad then. A year into our marriage, their mother told my husband that she couldn't raise them on her own. Either he went back to her or raised them himself. That's an ultimatum. Jesus.
That is really weird.
Their mother would only try to spend time with them a couple of days in a month. Jesus. Okay. She's the asshole.
Yeah.
Robin started treating me worse as the years went on. She would get extremely hostile towards me, especially right after spending time with her mom. It was clear to all of us that her mom was...
How old is Robin again?
So Robin is, in this case, he's the youngest stepchild. So she would be the three-year-old.
In the years since,
So she's probably getting into her teens at this point.
Oh, so this is when they got married. So she's not three anymore. I was going to say, because the years since, it's like, she's only three. How many years since? Anyway, okay.
Okay. It was clear to all of us that her mom was trying to make the kids hate me. It didn't work with the older kids, who quickly started calling me mom on their own. I've grown to love them like I love my bio kids. I once referred to all of them as my kids to someone, and Robin got so upset, she said, I'm not her kid. She was always distant but polite with the older bio daughter. So that was her daughter, her first daughter, right?
Yeah.
And it would make sense. They're about the same age. So Robin, when at the start of the story, was 3 years old. Her bio daughter was four. So that makes sense.
Okay.
Sometimes she would be playing with the baby until I came into the room. And then she'd stop and start complaining, saying things like, get your annoying daughter away from me.
Jeez.
I would get her gifts and she would thank her father because it's his money, disregarding the fact that I picked out the gift.
Mm-hmm.
She would also complain about my cooking and refuse to eat sometimes. Everyone loves my food, so it's clear that she's just being mean. That might be a little pretentious, but all right.
Yeah, there's things that are being said. It's like, you know, she's skewing the story a little bit. Like even this thing where, oh, everyone agrees that it's like you're giving information that we have to trust that you're telling it correctly. And it's like everybody has a different side of the story, so their credibility is a little suspect to me.
When spending time with the family, she would be very rude to only me and just ignore me on a good day. Recently, my family and I all planned to spend a month abroad this summer. Oh, so they got that kind of money. All right, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
My husband isn't coming because of work. I'm planning to take the kids with me, except for Robin. When I first mentioned this to my husband, he agreed. Neither of us even thought she'd want to go with me without her father. I went to visit my family with the kids a few times before, while she stayed with her aunt. You know, Robin's actual mother died a couple of years ago. Okay.
Uh-huh.
When she found out, she was angry and said that she deserves to go. My husband begged me to take her, but I refused. I want to relax and enjoy life with my kids and family who love me. I feel like I deserve it. Taking her without her father being there means I have to keep an eye on her on my own and deal with her not listening to me and being rude. My husband said she told him that she will be on her best behavior. I said I don't trust her. He even told me that he would send her aunt and cousins with us so that she could watch her there. I refused because this is a family vacation and I don't want a strained family tagging along. Plus, he could just send them all on a separate vacation away from me. He refused because she wants to be with her siblings. I really need an objective opinion on this. Am I being an asshole by refusing to let her go with me?
Yes.
Also, here you go. You asked the question. Edit. Robin is 14 now. So I was right. So in the teens.
Okay. Yeah. No. So
this woman's been in Robin's life for 11 years at this point.
Yeah. She's definitely being an asshole. And I have a few things to say. First, I don't trust her. I feel like she's not giving a lot of objective evidence, which is tough in this context. But like, there's a lot of things that she says that, you know, like you commented, like, you know, oh, everybody loves my cooking, so she must this, or, you know, she's making a lot of assumptions when she doesn't have the full picture. And, you know, I get it. You know, I haven't been in a situation like that, but it makes sense to me that it's like, you know, you have this family that's broken up at a young age, and then you've got this strange person who you don't want to, I get, because like, I'm a very standoffish person, and I have to, like, you know, people have to win my trust. I mean, you know, like, I need to, like, warm up to people. Granted, and that's a complex situation, so I definitely understand Robin's not wanting to accept her as the mother. She's it doesn't sound like she's being particularly fair to this woman. And like maybe when she's older, or, you know, when she would become older, there's the chance that she could look back and she could be like, yeah, I wasn't behaving right. But also she's a kid. I don't know. I don't. And it sounds to me from the information that this woman is describing, it sounds like she's done her best and she's tried. Again, yeah,
so that's why I'm disagreeing with you. I don't think he's an asshole, because legitimately, this is something that, you know, hits a bit home. But I feel like she has tried so many times with an olive branch, right?
Yeah.
And Robin just is burning it. Like, I'm going through some of the comments, and I think this is a great example of, you know, of why she's not the asshole. It says, my husband said she told him she will be on her best behavior. The fact that she told him and not you proves it. It's exactly how you imagine.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Robin has gotten away with treating you like garbage. Don't let her get away with convincing everyone of a lie just to be rewarded with a trip she doesn't deserve.
So rewarding bad behavior. I see what you're saying there.
And this actually makes a lot more sense. It says, it seems like this is an annual vacation. If Robin during the year improves her behavior, she can join next year, because she needs to be consistent in her good behavior for me to take on responsibility. Tell your husband that Robin's behavior toward you was an indicator that she can't be trusted and that she'll listen and only obey to you as a parental figure. If she wants to go next year, then she needs to improve communication and behavior towards, you know, towards the woman.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think too, like if she went on vacation and, you know, again, if she was misbehaving, then you send her back. You know, that's always an option. I guess for me, like to me, it seems a little cruel to me to be like the whole family except you. You're not allowed, and like you're not allowed to join your siblings. Like that's the part where I'm like, I feel like that's a little unfair. And it's like, okay, so you're taking this, you know, this again. And
I think for me, it's this woman, frankly, right, has been in your life longer than your mother was.
Yeah.
So I think if you can't reach an olive branch with that, because it's pretty sure that she's going to be there for even longer, right?
Sure.
That, yeah, like if you only have a good relationship, like it doesn't understand why even, like for me, why Robin would want to go. I mean, sure, she's got.
Well, because she doesn't want to be excluded. She wants to be with her siblings.
Right. But I'm sitting there going, why would you want to spend, let's say, a month, going for a month, right? Without your dad, right, who's the only parent you get along with, and with this woman who you're probably only going to last a week at most.
Yeah.
I doubt the siblings would try to keep her in check.
I don't know. You know, there's, I almost, I personally, I don't feel like there's enough information here.
With an 8-paragraph story. Okay, all right.
No. This is why, because the way it was written, there are certain things where I don't feel like her credibility is. I don't know how credible I find her, just because, you know, again, like there, it's very much told from her side. Okay, that's the big piece of it. And again, it could be very accurate, but again, everybody has their side, and no two sides of a story are going to be the same. You know, it's just the degree of how different those stories are. So like she could be the wicked stepmother who's, you know, telling all these things, and maybe she's really not nice to Robin for whatever reason, but she may not realize it. Maybe she's doing something that she doesn't recognize, or maybe, you know, again, she may be delusional and just like think, oh, I'm so great, when like she's actually, for whatever reason, not nice to Robin, or even not nice to stepkids, but the other stepkids are like, whatever. There's just a lot there that I don't feel I trust the way she writes it. There's just like the way this is written doesn't feel like somebody who's necessarily being open and honest. It feels like someone who is already has an opinion and is trying to, and thinks people are going to agree with her, and is trying to get... It doesn't seem like somebody who genuinely wants to know if she's the asshole. It seems like she's trying to be like, see, I'm not the asshole. That's the sense that I get from the way this is written. I also feel like, you know... So that's what I would need to know. And again, like, what, like, how often do they go on vacation? You know, going abroad, you know, it sounds... Again, I have a disdain for obscene wealth that I can't hide. So that there's, you know, part of me is like, oh wow, they're taking this vacation abroad. They're filthy rich. You know, there's that part that's doesn't really belong in this conversation. But that's that skews me a little bit too. But anyway, that's my I definitely I definitely see your point though, and I'm not, you know, so.
Okay, we'll do one more. We'll go back into the weddings or the wedding world.
Okay.
Those are all fun.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Am I the asshole for uninviting my mom to my wedding after she called my fiance embarrassing?
Oh jeez.
But I'm engaged to Tiffany, and I love her with all my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, my mom has never seemed supportive of our relationship, and it's pretty clear to me she doesn't enjoy Tiffany.
Okay.
This has been a huge point of contention between my mother and I. I've made it clear that she needs to begin making an effort if she wants to be in our lives. She continues to try to get away with excluding her, so I've had to come down hard with boundaries. Valid.
Uh-huh.
Recently, my mom was going to a touring production of a Broadway show that Tiffany has been dying to see, but was unable to get tickets to. My mom was going with her sister, who woke up with a fever and chills, so she was going to invite her secretary, as her friends happened to be out of town. I told my mom that it was ridiculous that Tiffany wasn't even her fourth choice. I found this was deeply hurtful, and asked her to consider her future daughter-in-law over her assistant. She ended up letting Tiffany go, but when it was time to go, I saw my mom's face change. Tiffany is a huge girly girl and just loves to dress up, which unfortunately she doesn't get many chances to.
Right.
She went all out for the show in a floor-length sparkly number with her hair done up and beautiful makeup. My mom was wearing flare leggings, a sweater, and Converse, and she didn't even try to hide her disgust.
Yeah.
She asked if Tiffany was aware that no one dressed up for the performing arts anymore. Uh-huh. Tiffany admitted she might have gone a little overboard, but explained that she just loves to dress up. My mom complained that she was going to feel embarrassed, and I told her to stop, and they went on their day. Well, it has recently come to my attention that my mom texted my aunt pictures of Tiffany, taken without her knowledge, and complained about how embarrassed she was. She said everyone was looking at them, and some people were snickering. My aunt was making jokes back and forth, and I became furious.
Yikes.
I demanded my mom explain to me, and she said I was being ridiculous. She said she could talk to her sister about whatever she wanted and we needed to grow up. She blamed me for pushing Tiffany on her in the first place and claimed it was super embarrassing and everyone was giving Tiffany weird looks. I lost it and told her she was uninvited from the wedding, if that is what she really thinks. She got really quiet and said, okay, if that's what I really wanted, and said I was unwilling to compromise or make things work. Now the rest of the family is calling me an asshole and saying I will regret not having my mom at my wedding. But Tiffany feels very happy and supported.
Yeah, that's one of those like classic family, like, you know, like bullshit family, you know, pressure type situation. It's like, oh, you have to love your family no matter what. I'm not saying this person doesn't love their mother or anything, but it's just like, oh, you know, just accept any kind of abusive, you know, behaviors or whatever because it's family. Like, I don't like that mentality. I agree. I think that part where you were like, oh, like you kind of reacted to the poster pushing the fiance on the mother was, you know, like that's I understand. Like, I think I get why they did that, but at the same time, like, you know, clearly if there's you know, if they're not getting along, I wouldn't try and force that. You know,
right. So I'm in the middle of the road here, right? I think they're both assholes, right?
Yeah.
I think yes, his mother is an asshole, forth, you know,
absolutely
texting back and forth to her sister like that, and you know, kind of being, you know, just, she felt toxic to me, right?
Oh, however, definitely, yeah.
However, I do also think the guy who posted it was an asshole, because this comment sums it up. It says, your mom is not obligated to invite your wife to things, especially one-on-one things. Your wife wasn't being excluded from a family event, and forcing your mom to give her extra ticket to someone she doesn't get along with is wrong.
Yeah.
I love to dress up as much as the next person, but a floor-length gown is way too much, especially when your mom didn't want to invite her in the first place.
Sure. Yeah, I agree. I think I agree with you, because I think that's where this person went wrong, was saying, oh, you should take my fiance when they're not getting, I mean, that's the mother's own thing. It's like, and I think, again, it kind of, you know, like, what is the extent of how mean the mother was before? Not to excuse what she did then, but it's like, the only reason why I say this is because I feel like the person who wrote this kind of brought it upon themselves, because it's like, well, you shouldn't have done this. And the mother's behavior is absolutely inexcusable. And I think that, you know, if she's going to do that to, you know, I mean, I guess I could also see, like, being really uncomfortable, you know, like getting a lot of attention drawn to you, but it's inappropriate the way the mother responded. So that's why I think my knowing, again, not to excuse what she did at all, but just knowing what their past, you know, reactions were like, was this like just the last straw and she just lost it and she's like, I can't handle this anymore? Again, not appropriate how she responded, but it's like, okay, well, you know, at least you were trying to like be cordial, even if you didn't like this person before. I don't know. I definitely think that I agree with you that I think they're both being assholes.
I think the only person in this story who's not an asshole is Tiffany. I think she may be a little bit cringe for, you know, getting all dressed up like that.
Sure.
She's not an asshole.
Yeah, and that's not, you know, that's not her fault. But you know, I think I'm trying to give me one second. Yeah, I don't think you're necessarily an asshole for not inviting a parent to a wedding. I think that does not automatically make you an asshole, because, you know, I think you're somebody who would agree with me on this. When you're, I don't think it's healthy. I don't think it's cool to have this attitude of, oh, this person is your relative, so like your parent or whatever family member, and so they get a free pass. They should, you know, because that opens up the door for, like, you know, abusive behavior that is normalized, and just because they're family members.
Oh, so yeah, I think no. The whole blood is thicker than water bullshit. No.
Yeah, I hate that. No. So yeah, I don't think this person's an asshole for not inviting their mother to their wedding, but I agree with you. I think they're both assholes, and I think it depends to, I mean, this may be kind of a cop-out answer, but I can't help it. Like, the broader context of, like, what are the circumstances outside of this incident?
I think it'd be different if it was, like, more family events and whatnot, right?
Yeah.
But it was one-on-one. Hell, I probably would have rather taken my secretary and given it as a gift, you know, for them for being a hard worker kind of situation.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's weird that, I mean, I understand why this person did that, but it's just weird that they were like, oh, yeah, you know, dude, why wouldn't you consider, of course, they don't get along very well, you know? Yeah. Yeah, I think, again,
apparently,
I think,
apparently the poster is also fighting people in the comments, which I think is hilarious.
Oh, wow. That's awkward. That's really awkward.
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm like, yeah, he's the asshole.
I mean, he's definitely starting to lean a little more on the asshole spectrum. Again, I go back to, I'd be curious to know what her, like, how she was relating to the fiance prior to this. Because if this was like, if she was like holding her tongue, like just like saying, oh, I don't like her, you know, behind her back, which, you know, I mean, that's one thing. But like, you know, like just, but still being cordial at least. And this was one incident. You know, maybe it is extreme to
doubt that. I really doubt
that.
If he removed her from the wedding, you know, uninvited from the wedding, I think that's probably not it.
Probably building up
single,
to, yeah.
Yeah, single event issue.
Sure.
But again, it's not like it's a family event. It's something that she had really no purpose of him being involved, so.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, the internet's full of assholes.
Sure is.
So, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we'll probably have one more of these down the pipeline at some point, but...
Yeah, before our 169th episode.
Yeah.
Quick question for you. Do you ever encounter these on your own free time where neither person's the asshole?
Yeah, a couple of times, because I do follow some through TikTok that, you know, just people will read in there every so often. It's probably like a 5% kind of situation.
Yeah.
It's more of like, hey, you're just a misunderstanding, right?
Yeah.
Most of the time, there's an asshole.
There's always an asshole.
Ain't that the truth? Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Make sure you like, rate, share, do all the fun things.
Hey, shouldn't we wreck?
Oh yeah, you gotta wreck. You wanna wreck? Yeah, you can wreck. Wreck it.
Yeah, yeah, I gotta wreck. So I saw I watched this movie called Fortress with my friend last week, and it was pretty remarkable, but it's really funny because apparently you see Christopher Lambert's nuts in the movie and it's hilarious. So
okay.
Yeah, there you go. Not a good movie, but that's pretty funny.
All right. That you guys hear here, Fortress.
Yeah.
All right, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. We'll catch you next week.